What happened, Lena? You sound troubled. Is there anything serious? Okay, let me speak to him. Hi, Chris. It's Sally. I just got to know that the team here at Quintiles has been spending some extra time to accommodate the additional requests from your side. Do you have any idea about that? I was hoping you could tell me that. Well, maybe this is being blown out of proportion. The team is busy, and we're busy. Maybe we should wait some more time to see if this is really a problem that needs to be addressed. You never know. I can't just tell Chris that we can't handle the inquiries from him. I should be sure about what I need to tell him and how. Not handling this the right way may upset him. Yes, I know that Chris takes his time to absorb the information. I shouldn't be insisting for a fast reply. I shouldn't directly jump onto the issue, but should start off with something positive. Hi, Chris. Hope you're fine. I really appreciate you making some time at such a short notice. Your commitment toward this project is commendable. The reason I called you today is to discuss my team's concerns. I noticed that quite a bit of my team's efforts are aligned toward answering your questions and taking care of the extra requests from your office. Well, the requests to provide you timely updates have been thrice as frequent as they're mentioned in the communication plan. Also, there are instances of staff team researching information at your request that is not directly related to the study. I completely understand that you want to keep your colleagues informed, but this is a particularly large study, so the workload has been far greater for my team. We don't have much flexibility in terms of managing time and workload. Unfortunately, those added expenses are not in the budget for this study, and we can't be spending our time on something that is out of scope for us.